Welcome back, everybody, to Rantpocalypse Talks HBO's Westworld. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and we are a mother and son TV reviewing duo. And TV doesn't get any better than this episode of Westworld.
Yeah, holy shit on a stick. This was insanity.
Oh my gosh. I know, I'm trying to take notes as we go along. And then it just gets to the point of where my mind... Seriously, I'm just going, I can't even figure out how to write notes on this. This is so insane. I mean, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, you don't want to take your eyes off the screen.
Right.
And just to be upfront real quick, we're recording this Tuesday night. And sorry if you're watching this on YouTube, we couldn't be face cams and everything for tonight, for this video.
Yeah.
But I just watched it for the first time. So this is my first viewing. So this is my immediate reaction to the episode. Maybe we probably will both miss things. But I mean, literally, I just finished up the episode a few minutes ago. And my mind just can't stop racing from that ending. It was just pure craziness. And I've seen a lot of hatred on the internet.
The fact that
you know, this was something that a lot of people, we theorized that Bernard was Arnold, that it's Bernarnold, but it didn't matter. Like, it was such an amazing reveal. It was so well done. It was just balls to the wall crazy. The fact that it was overlaid with Dolores finding the church, going down in the church and realizing that, you know, she's talking to what she thinks is Arnold, but it's really Bernard right there in that instance, or at least from my perspective.
It was Arnold, wasn't it?
I guess it was Arnold, but
because
I guess
it was in her mind.
Yeah, it was in her mind and everything. That's what it was. And the fact that she freaking kills Arnold.
Which we don't find out in this episode why, which is, you know, just so, I'm just like all tense. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait until Sunday. I have got to find out why. And I hope we find out this season. Maybe we don't.
I have no clue at this point. I cannot believe that this was not a season finale, because it was so, so damn good. This is a penultimate episode, people. Like, this, Walking Dead, take fucking notes.
I know.
This was amazing.
Obviously, Walking Dead is one of our other favorite shows. But
yes.
Because I did watch this yesterday. And I texted you, one, penultimate is like your favorite word. And so,
yes,
I did say, you know, this is a penultimate episode. And I said it should have been the season finale, because I can't even imagine how they're going to top this next week with the season finale.
No, I have no clue. I watched the little teaser for next week's episode. And you know, it's all about Maeve taking over the hosts trying to take back the park and everything. And yes, there's still some unresolved questions after watching this episode. But I just, I can't imagine my mind being blown any more than it already is. But it could be taking the Game of Thrones approach, where the penultimate episode is the holy shit, just insane episode. And then the finale is kind of picking the pieces up and setting the table for next season.
Next season, which we get in 2018, which I'm so bummed that I watched this season. I didn't, because I was like, I'm going to be going crazy for a whole year waiting for this to come back. It's so funny, because I was reading or watching an interview. I think I watched it with Evan Rachel Wood. And she was talking about that they didn't tell her what was going on. She did not know.
Wow.
So, you know, whether... She didn't know until the finale really what was going on. So I love that she had to take that ride with us. I think the only person that actually knew what was going to happen to him was the gentleman that plays Arnold/Bernard.
Oh, Jeffrey Wright?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, I didn't know that he knew that. It's a good technique. You know, some writers, some directors, some showrunners like to use that technique where they don't really clue the cast members in on what's going to go down, because then you get the genuine emotions, the shock and everything. I would have been like, damn it, I want to know if I was on that show, because I would be just like a fan if I happened to be on Westworld as an actor and actress.
Okay, think about this, because they did shoot the pilot
Really long time ago.
Yes, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, and then they went, you know, for a really long time before they actually shot the rest of the episodes. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's crazy that how long that they've had to wait for the reveals. Maybe that was why Dolores's shock at seeing wires and metal in her stomach seemed so very genuine. You know, she's like, what am I going to see when I look down? Am I actually going to see, you know, guts and innards, or is it going to be wires? I just, that when Logan cuts her open right there in front of William, I had a hard time taking that.
It was incredible still though, because that definitely confirms that they are in a past time frame. You know,
Yeah.
that there's been a lot of moments, but to me, I feel like that is the definitive. Nobody else can refute it at this point that they are in previous,
Yes.
they're in a previous time frame because.
Well, okay, that in addition to the fact that when she goes down into the church, Ford walks by her in his young self.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that's but then again, you can't necessarily say that whenever she's having the visions like that, you can't be like, well, what the visions are kind of all over the
It
place. I
wasn't
agree with you.
linear.
Yeah, I agree with you that to me also tells that she's in a different time frame. But she's been in a different time frame throughout the entire 9 episodes where it fades in and out of. Is she with William and whoever else William is with, or is she by herself, or
I
you
still
know,
feel like
all
there
that
were
kind of
four of
stuff?
them in this episode.
No, I agree with you. I think that there's I think there's 4 time frames too, and I think we've talked about it before, but that part where she is opened up, that kind of caught me off guard because we know that the man in black says that. The man in black says that he opened one up in the early days of the park. And that it was beautiful, and it wasn't the flesh and bone that they are today. This is the conversation that he was having with, I believe it was Teddy, a couple episodes back. So that really throws me for a loop because in this episode, you're thinking that William, and even previously, that William is the man in black, and a lot of people are saying that, well, me included, I've had videos about it. That William is the man in black. And then I did a video, Logan is the man in black, got lots of hatred for that. But
Okay.
Logan's the one that opens her up.
But William was sitting right there.
I agree.
So I mean it's just how it was phrased. So I mean, because I thought, and that was one of the things I texted you also, was we're getting ready to find out who the man in black actually is. I thought we were going to get the proof right then, but they still left it open. I was like, no, please answer this for me.
Yeah, well, again, we got next week's episode to find that answer. And the one thing that I will say that they keyed on quite a bit in this episode was that damn knife. It was in a lot of shots, and it was kind of zoomed in on a whole lot of shots whenever we see Logan and William, and then when we see the man in black after he encountered Angela. And Angela goes ahead and kills Teddy off after we get the revelation that Teddy was the one that mowed everybody in this town, just killed them all. It wasn't him and Wyatt. It was just Teddy in
And he
that
was the
moment.
sheriff.
Yeah, the whole Teddy storyline is fascinating to me at this point because I want
Fascinating
to find out more.
and confusing.
Very his is honestly probably the most confusing storyline out of everything is like. How does his puzzle piece fit into the larger narrative? And I think that's honestly what they've been building, and that's why they took that time off, is because that's what feels like is getting really built up for season two, is this whole Wyatt, Teddy, Angela storyline. But it was what I was talking about with the knife, is whenever Angela strings the man in black up. And it really keys in on that knife that's stuck in Teddy's stomach right there, or his chest whenever she killed him again, and the fact that Logan is the one that used the knife to open Dolores up, but then of course we see William get the freaking knife and brutally murder the shit out of all those hosts.
An army of hosts.
Wow.
What I loved though, when you're talking about the whole stringing the man in black up, you know, he's about to be hung from this tree if he doesn't grab that knife in time. you know, I mean, this is a huge life and death freaking moment. He is a human, flesh and blood, and, you know, there's no bringing him back if he chokes from this. He cuts himself down, and Charlotte walks in her high heels, out in the middle of the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
You know, and she's, you know, talk about taking you out of the story. Poor dude, you know, he's so deep into this story, and here she, you know, comes in. She's trying to convince him that he needs to vote to oust Ford from, you know, get the board together and get rid of Ford. But I loved how familiar she was with him.
Oh yeah, that was that again. This episode was all about revelations. Mm-hmm. It was just one after the other, and the fact that he's on the board of Delos is a very big deal. We knew that there had to have been some reason why Ford couldn't stop him from playing the game, because this was obvious. This isn't a game that Ford would want him to be able to play. He's getting in the way of a lot of things that I think Ford wants to do narratively and just wants to do. But then again, I believe the man in black is Ford's number one fan in some weird way, mm-hmm. because he just loves the park. He loves coming to the park so much. And he, you know, like you said, he's just enamored with playing this game and getting really deep off in it. Because yeah, it is a little bit off-putting whenever Charlotte does show up and she's just like, you know, damn, what do you got going on here? You nearly died.
Do you know that golf is a fun game? Why don't you take that up? Okay, so we think that, you know, there's still the possibility that William is the man in black. I mean, they've left that up in the air. But mm-hmm. when Dolores sees him in the church at the very end, and she has just that utter terror again on her face.
Well, I think that's to come, right? In next week's episode, mm-hmm. of what the hell happened there?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. That's what's, I can't figure out what it is. I still think it's William. But obviously there's something horrible, horrible that has happened that she doesn't remember, because that's as she sees the outline, the silhouette of the person at the church door, she says, you know, William, and then she doesn't say whether it is him or not. No one ever says his name.
I did not catch that. Mm-hmm. She said William in that? I'm going to have to go back. I had it on closed captioning, but I did not see her say William.
She says William, but not as she sees his face. She thinks that William has come after her and found her from the horrible, you know, she, in her mind, in one of those timelines, she had run away from him. And he said, I will find you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who she thinks is there.
Yeah, I mean, that is the hardest thing to decipher with Dolores is, you know, what time frame is she in? Because people will literally be in a shot in one scene, and the next scene they disappeared in that shot. So it's that is one of the more confusing parts of Westworld, where they're literally tricking us.
Yeah.
It's not like a, ooh, they tricked us because of something that was so deep and super smart. Mm-hmm. It was just like, no, they're literally tricking us with camera shots and camera angles and stuff like that.
And she has the same outfit on. One moment she's got blood all over herself because she's just been cut. And then we switch to another timeline where she's got the same outfit, but it doesn't have the blood on it. And then part of the time in the church, she's back in her dress. So it is terribly, terribly confusing. And that's where I did get to the point where it's like, screw it. I'm not even going to write notes about this. I don't know what to write.
Well, I think the part that really told me a lot, and then I backtracked whenever William went crazy and killed all the hosts, mm-hmm. is whenever we see the image of Juliet, and it's the same image that Peter Abernathy picks up that makes him malfunction.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I forgot to write that down, and that was huge.
Oh, that was a very huge moment. And immediately after Logan opens Dolores up, and obviously she runs away, because I would too. I mean, motherfucker's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So after that happened, and then we see a little bonding moment between William.
Fake.
No, I know it was fake, but in that instant, I thought to myself, okay, this is what happens. William goes. He accepts the fact in that, like, right there. Whenever he sees Dolores opened up and mm-hmm. she's all robotic and everything, that's kind of like one of those aha moments of, oh, what the shit am I doing? What? I'm going insane for this robot. Like, I've fallen in love with this robot. Now, hear me out. So I thought that in that moment he realized, okay, I need to dial it back a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've got this beautiful woman that's waiting on me to marry. I'm about to marry into this really rich family. Okay, this is not the life I really want now that I've met Dolores and I've fallen in love with her, but I need to be sensible about this. I'm going to go back. And we got this stuff from last week's episode where the man in black talks about that he had a beautiful wife, a beautiful daughter, but the wife had committed suicide. She just couldn't take it anymore. And so in my mind, I'm putting the pieces together of this is the part where William does leave. Mm-hmm. He goes back to his wife. He's not ultimately happy in his relationship, but he just goes about it. But he still comes back to the park to feel alive. And that's the moment where I was like, William is the man in black. Like, mm-hmm. this is it. You know, he got married 30 years ago. This was the moment where he kind of snapped out of it, left the park, left Dolores. But then whenever he killed everybody, that's when I'm like, this is a little bit different because the man in black, yes, he can be like sadistic and murder a lot of hosts, but he's also seems to be with it, you know, like he doesn't seem like a psychopath. And
well,
at
he
this
seems
point,
like he
William,
has a purpose for yeah, his murder, typically.
Yeah, exactly. And in that moment, William, like, no purpose. He's just the line that he said was like, I finally figured out how to play the game. Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
you're going to help me.
Yeah, and you're going to help me. It was just a really odd moment for all the William is the man in black truthers out there like myself. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It was a crazy moment, but that image of Juliet really, that was something that really stood out to me. Again, that really showed that the two time frame periods and just that it was a crazy moment that we finally figure out who was in that image that Peter Abernathy picked up. What did you think about Maeve and Hector? And do you think Hector is baby daddy to that little girl that the man in black kills?
Literally?
Well, in the world of Westworld,
I
yes.
I mean,
I don't think he. I don't know if
no,
Maeve
I don't. I don't
and
think,
him actually
I don't,
birthed the kid.
No,
but
I don't think he is because I don't think he is. But I mean, at this point, it wouldn't surprise me. Nothing would surprise me. I really worry about her whole plan, though. You know, I love the line. I wrote it down. Don't say it because I have to. I wrote it down. Maybe
no,
you
no,
actually remember it. The one, where she convinces Hector that to break into hell with her and rob the gods blind.
Oh, yeah, that was a good line.
It was a great line. And then they fucking burn to get back into hell.
They fucking burn or they fuck and
they
burn?
They fuck and burn.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you count on Hector actually remembering?
Well, I think the thing is once they get there, that's why, which I ultimately I don't understand that part, because can she not manipulate the host while in the park? Does she have to be in quote unquote hell, which is where, you know, Felix and Sylvester mm-hmm. is at? Is that the only place where she can kind of screw around with their settings, and can she do them, or does it always have to be Felix and Sylvester that screws around with the settings? Because she's as powerful as Ford at this
right.
point,
and
the way
she
manipulates
said,
Bernard.
Yeah, and she said she could make him do it, but that's not the way she wants to work. She
yeah.
But my issue is, why do you want to die and put yourself into that situation where you have to come back? You have to rely on somebody else to, one, they're going to be melted, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It wouldn't be my preferred way of dying if I knew I was going to come back and I knew I was going to basically wake up on that table and be charcoaled.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Made for a really hot scene, though.
It was.
I think
it was very cool.
One,
And the whole semblance of, you know, the it looked like they were in hell with the fire all around them and everything. And I thought that was great.
It was great.
But so do you think he's the baby daddy?
I don't know. And I looked up Isabella because that's who she talks to, either somebody talks about Isabella, and that was his previous love. And I'm thinking, okay, we don't know what Maeve's previous name was. I don't recall whenever she was on the homestead and had the little kid and the man in black came in and killed her. We know that that was about a year, somewhere around a year previously, and then she was turned into Maeve, the madam of whatever club she's at. I forget the name of it. So I don't know. They seem to have a very big connection, and it wasn't just the connection in the bar, which they had some heat in the bar previously. Every time that he came and robbed the bar and everything, she was always flirting it out with him.
Well,
and
he's hot. He's got that super hot scar.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good-looking man, and he's got the bad guy quality to him. But I don't know. That was just a thought of mine because I thought it could be interesting. And again, on this show, the no detail to me is left unturned, and no detail doesn't usually means every detail usually means something major.
And again, this is something that is I wish that they would do on our other show, The Walking Dead, and that's not just put a detail out there just for the heck of it.
And
then it never comes back up. On this one, it's always coming back up.
It always comes back up, and that's a testament to the writing. Whenever you have good writing on the show and they plan things out, you get good shit. And this is amazing.
This is good shit.
Yeah, this is about as good a shit as you can get, that's for sure. Okay, I don't want to talk too long in this because I know we're going to have other videos coming out later this week discussing some of the things that you may have missed or just some of the larger moments, which you've kind of touched on all the
really big. Well, we haven't touched
really
on
big.
All of them. We still have not talked about the fact that Bernard's mind-blowing moment.
No, that's the only thing I wanted to talk about still was just everything that had to do with that. And just also, did you cry at all whenever Bernard, as Ford is leaving the room and, you know, he gets the gun from Clementine and, you know, Ford makes Bernard get the gun from Clementine and puts it up to his head and says, whenever I leave the room, you know, you're going to kill yourself. And man, that moment whenever
he says, Robert.
Yes. Oh, that literally broke my heart right there.
I know. And I just hope you know, in this show, there's always hope that somebody will be back.
Yeah, Clementine showed back up.
Yes.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah, well, I did because I cheated and looked on IMDb. so I knew she and Teresa would show up at least for this episode. I don't want Bernard to be gone.
No.
I love his character.
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright is just smoking it. He's hitting it out of the ballpark, doing all those things that means you're being a badass and awesome.
I don't want to be super creepy, but I'm gonna be. Dude, you know, finally took his clothes off, and he has a hot bum bum. So
I would have never guessed that Jeffrey Wright was hiding all that booty action underneath those pants.
My God, dude, you should be naked more often.
Yeah, I mean, now we see Teresa was all about that booty.
Geez,
you know?
Now I totally get where she was going with that.
Yeah,
I totally get it.
He fills out those slacks. I mean, it was a very, very good scene for a lot of people out there to watch it. I mean, I took notice of it.
Exactly.
I was like, damn,
shit,
Buns.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
I
was wondering if that was the real holy shit moment was Jeffrey Wright's buns.
Yeah, that's I just stopped it right there.
You're like, all right, we're going to pause and we're going to have a slow-mo shot right here.
Rewind, bring it back, rewind. But no, I mean, I was impressed. I was terribly impressed. So I don't want him to be gone, though, because I did tear up.
It was a very emotional ending. Even the Bernard is Arnold reveal was good. Mm-hmm. It was great. It was a great reveal. There was so much that we were wondering about that, and we had talked about with the image that was shown previously that Ford had shown before, and that there's that slot there for the next person, either that or that photographer is a terrible photographer because he didn't frame the two people in the shot.
My mom used to cut everybody's heads off when she'd take pictures. So, I mean, I could see that it would happen, but you were right that he was missing.
Yeah, somebody was missing. We find out that it's Bernard, and it was a fantastic reveal to me, and I'm very excited to see where it goes. And I think that means that there's no way in hell that Jeffrey Wright can be gone for good on the show. It wouldn't make any sense to me. You know, we see in the teaser for next week's episode, Maeve comes in to that spot where Bernard shoots himself. She sees Clementine just basically standing there because she doesn't know what to do next because nobody's gave her any orders.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really hoping that Felix and Sylvester, they patch Bernard up and he's back, or Arnold, whatever he wants to go by going forward. It is crazy to me that the anagram came true.
I know.
That's damn, people on the internet are smart.
They really are. If you want to know anything about what's going to happen next week, just go to Reddit. These people all got it figured out.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but they do. These people on Reddit are they're just master geniuses, mm-hmm. But you're pooling all your resources together, so it's like, if one person has a good thought, then that next person can go research into it, look into it, go back and watch the episode again a couple of times, mm-hmm. And yeah, it's great. I wish we were more into Reddit.
I do too. I just don't have the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know it's definitely difficult to get on there. Could you believe that Ford was manipulating him yet again the entire time?
Oh my God. I mean, he is the master manipulator.
Yeah, he is. But he liked Arnold. I feel like he made Arnold because he missed him.
He did. Until the end. He said, let's just go back. You know, we've almost got this new narrative created. Let's just go back and finish our job.
Yeah. It's hard to get a bead on Ford, because I don't think that he's evil. I think that he does enjoy playing God, but he doesn't seem like a sadistic evil man to me at all. But neither does the man in black now. And if the man in black is William and he goes crazy like that, to me, the man in black kind of seems like he could be potentially a good guy. Or at least I think he wants to be a part of the game so badly, but it's really all about the hosts. And maybe he's going to find that out. I know that's what Angela tells him, you know, the game is not meant for you.
Right.
But I don't know. It was
How much
crazy
is it going to freak you out if he turns out to be a host?
That will be a huge freak out moment because we've seen him be shot before though. So that's going to be that's going to be hard to go back, but he is on the board, so it's no. I don't think that's not happening because I was thinking, okay, well if he was on the board, he could say, well, I don't want to die, so all the host bullets basically code them to make me make it be like I'm a human. Because that's the thing, you know, the bullets, they can kill the host, but they can't kill the humans because of some coding and stuff like that. But he's a human.
Okay. He's a human. You just go with that. You go with that.
I'm going with that. So what do you give this episode out of bacons?
Oh, I give this a 5 bacon. I'm sorry. This is a 10 bacon episode.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all the bacons that you can find, mm-hmm. Give it to this episode. It was phenomenal. I'm excited for next week's episode. I want to find out what happened to Stubbs because that sucked. God. Ghost Nation attacked him.
Yeah.
So I hope that he's still around. And I hope that Elsie's still around some way, somehow. It doesn't look like that's going to be the case. It feels like he really did kill her because we saw momentarily in the previous episode. But I was thinking, well, whenever we get the full seen how it went down, that maybe he snapped out of it really quickly and didn't kill Elsie and he's hiding her somewhere, but doesn't look like that's the case. So we want to know all your thoughts. You can email us. It's rantpocalypse@gmail.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can leave us a comment in the comment box down below. What did you think about this week's episode of Westworld? What did you think about all of these reveals? Do you still think that William is the man in black, or do you think it's somebody else? What do you think is going on? Why did Dolores kill Arnold? That's the biggest question to me going into next week's episode.
Yes. Yeah. And I hope we get the answer next week.
I do too. I hope we do as well. It's going to be a sad day when next Sunday ends at whatever time Westworld airs, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. It's going to be really sad about 10 o'clock Eastern time. So hope you enjoyed our discussion on the episode. I know it was all rambly and all over the place, but just finished watching it, and it's hard to not just want to go anywhere and everywhere talking about this episode, because it was really, really fantastic. Kudos to Michelle McLaren, by the way. She directed this episode. I do not remember the writers, but Michelle McLaren has done Game of Thrones, and she used to do The Walking Dead. Please come back, Michelle McLaren. Pay her the monies.
Yeah, yeah.
Give her some monies, because she's a great, great director. So, all right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We hope you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Tell you something.